it's a rather serious problem. In our research before we announced these this competition last year, we estimated that there's about 6 billion gallons of water lost every day as a result of pipes like the ones that broke, as you recall, at River Road just recently. And there's about 600,000 bridges and 4 million miles of public roadway, and the degree of these bridges, based on information we received from the Federal Highway Administration, dictates that most of them are receiving about a D grade in terms of safety. So these new awards that were made available in early January amount to up to around $88.2 million in research, and they directly involve new research, which doesn't exist today and is not being funded by any other federal agency at this time, to develop efficient, accurate, low-cost, and reliable sensors that will be able to monitor the structural integrity of the bridges and indicate where there may be potential problems, so that the various localities can get to those bridges before we have an event like happened in Minneapolis.
And so, in theory, then, these would be retrofitted to the bridges and placed on it at certain points to see whether or not the steel is, you know, remains structurally intact, or the concrete is, you know, buckling or something of that nature?
Absolutely. It will involve various types of advanced sensors that can be energized by solar energy, and they will be able to send signals as to the degradation that may be occurring. Quite honestly, the technology involved with currently how we monitor bridges is woefully inadequate, and it's about a $7 trillion problem. So it's interesting to note that one of our first investments is in this civil infrastructure and pipe problem. And as I said earlier, it's sort of fascinating to see that it doesn't seem to be more than every week we have a problem, whether it's in the greater metropolitan area or metropolitan or Montgomery County area as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Mark Stanley. He's the director of the Technology Innovation Program at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And that's kind of it's curious what you say, because I think when the old Wilson Bridge was being inspected, men would walk under it and they would tap it here and there with hammers. And I guess it went bing, bing, it was okay. And if it went bonk, that was a bad spot. But how can you do that with sensors? How can a sensor, you know, you think of sensors as something that sees or hears or sniffs.
Well,
what can it tell about steel?
Yeah, well, this particular type of technology has a way of picking up the movement and the sort of tensile strength of the particular materials that's being used, and then broadcasting that accordingly to a particular inspection site. So it removes the need of having lots of inspectors doing it. One of the particular awards, after this material is put into the structure, will have a special sensor put on to local state either highway trucks or postal trucks or police cars, and will be able to read a signal going at normal speed daily. If you imagine how many local and federal and state officials go across our highways and on bridges, this would be a very simple way to have that test run almost every day. The other thing that's fascinating is this program for the first time allows universities to lead joint ventures. So I'm really kind of happy to report that not only there are about 12 states involved, but there's 13 universities involved across the country, as well as three state highway laboratories. So it's very unique. It's got a very broad, involved, in-depth involvement both at the state, local, and the federal level.
So, Mr. Stanley, this sounds great. What are the costs involved for the states who would have to use the technology? Do you have any idea?
We don't know that, because one of the dictates in this new law that created the program is that this has to be very early stage high-risk research. So here the government is cost-sharing 50-50 with the companies to begin that particular work, and because it's early stage high risk, I'm not sure I can tell you exactly when we will have the potential spin-offs. But my past experience is that sometimes when something very dramatic happens, we could have that occurring within the 3 and 5 years of research that's dictated by the investments. The other thing that you should note is I'm very proud to tell you that in the House, bill, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Program, President Obama has included an additional $70 million to go towards this particular program. So there seems to be some interest at the White House level as well.
And I was just to clarify what this research grants are for. Do these technologies that you mentioned that can test that can sense the tensile strength of steel, or do they exist now? And the research is just finding good ways to apply it, or are you looking for really new technology to be developed?
That's an excellent question. The law that dictates, or the criteria that dictates the Technology Innovation Program, requires that we can't duplicate any federal funding, and that to the extent that we've done our research, there is no existing technology, both at the industry or university level, to create create that research. So this is really very unique, high risk research that no one else would be investing in. And in fact, it meets the real criteria in this program called it. For us to get invested in something, it has to meet the nation's critical national need. And as you can appreciate, the King civil infrastructure certainly would meet that test.
Well, it sounds like you think it can be invented because you have a pretty clear idea about how it would work and where would it be employed. So scientifically, you must think that this is possible.
That's an excellent question. The program is housed at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and so we use our scientists to review the state of the art, the technical and scientific merit. And their indications on these first nine awards are that there is huge potential based on the team and the level of the research that's been outlined in the proposal, that there is this potential for success.
They just need the gizmo now.
They need the investment. This is what's so important. They need the investment, this cost-share investment for the federal government to begin this research for a much-needed cause for our country.
Well, it sounds like you're about to invent a new industry, and we thank you for giving us the details.
It's my pleasure. You all have a nice morning.
Okay. We hope the federal government gets a piece of the pie at the end of the day.
We'll wait and see. At least the American people will be the benefactors of it, that's for sure.